This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Coloradans who survived sexual abuse as children could get an opportunity to sue their perpetrators and enablers. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Randy Cady always knew that he had been preyed upon in the 1970s, but it wasn't until much later that he says he realized how school officials covered it up.
Just seeing a photo of myself and realizing how young and vulnerable I was and how my first grade teacher took advantage of that, it angered me, it floored me.
By then, it was too late to sue thanks to Colorado's statute of limitations. Cady and others want to change that and allow retroactive lawsuits, which will require amending the state constitution. Lawmakers started the process introducing a proposed amendment that could ultimately be decided by voters later this year. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A Colorado mother was in the audience while leaders of top social media companies faced questions about online child safety in Washington, D.C. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
It wasn't until after Anna's death that Lori Schott learned the extent to which social media, like Instagram, had eroded her daughter's mental well-being.
When you look at what she was interested in that platform, it was horses and dogs and humane society. What were they feeding her? Anxiety and depression and pro-suicide.
Schott wants to see social media companies' feet held to the fire. She's urging Congress to pass bills that would protect kids online, from increased regulations to holding social media companies liable for the harm they're causing. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Grand Junction Mayor Anna Stout has dropped out of the race for Colorado's 3rd congressional district. Stout was running for the Democratic nomination. This leaves Adam Frisch as the likely frontrunner to win the Democratic nomination. Mayor Stout said she'd entered the race to defeat Republican Lauren Boebert, but Boebert has switched districts for the November election. You're listening to CPR News. More news from Colorado at CPR.org.